Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome once again to this week's Police Blotter. Thank you for sharing your time with me on this lovely day in May. The following are some of the arrest reports filed with BSB law enforcement last week. On Monday, May 7th, 6:42 was the time, 1300 Harrison was the location. And you are not going to believe the allegation. All together now. Possession of dangerous drugs. Exactly 2 hours later, at 8:42 p.m., 200 West Park, the arrest was for possess drug paraphernalia. Very early next morning, Tuesday, May 8th, 0008, a juvenile runaway was reported on 900 Nevada, and the charge was ungovernable juvenile. 9:50 a.m., 500 South Montana, failure to disperse. On Wednesday, May 9th, 12:15 p.m., traffic stop, Harrison and Amherst, the offense, operating a motor vehicle without proper registration. Tisket tasket, slam him in a basket. p.m., 800 South Colorado. The complaint was restraining order violation, and the arrest was for violation of protection order. 11:34 p.m., traffic stop. The location was Harrison and Holmes. And what was the allegation, everyone? Possession of dangerous drugs.
Okay.
On Thursday, May 10th, 1:13 in the morning, when suspicious activity hailed the complaint from 500 South Montana, the subsequent charge was criminal trespass to property. Busted. 8:39 p.m., Argyle and Harrison, obstructing a peace officer. On Friday, May 11th, 22:22, in the evening, juvenile runaway was reported on 700 West Park Street, and the subsequent arrest netted ungovernable juvenile. On Saturday, May 12th, at 5:53 in the afternoon, disturbance was the call from 2100 Roberts, and the charge was aggravated DUI. Ouch. On Sunday, May 13th, 0054, in the morning, East Galena and Main, DUI per se, 0.08 or greater. 11:08 a.m., 3500 Gaylord, an assault was reported, and an arrest followed for PFMA, minor injury physical contact. 3:54 p.m., a wanted person was spotted on 2400 Parrot and charged with violation of protection order. Thank you again for tuning in this week. The Police Blotter will be posted on the KBMF news page at buteamericaradio.org in case you missed the broadcast. Stay safe, use good judgment, and until next time, for the KBMF News Team, this is Joe Stark reporting.